The noise you can hear in the background is the hustle and bustle. The hustle and bustle of the Monkey Gras conference. And I'm in Shoreditch under a railway line, as you can probably hear the rumbling in the background. And I'm standing with...
Rob.
Rob. What's your Twitter name, Rob?
I'm actually not on Twitter.
Not on Twitter. All these young people who are not on Twitter. Are you just Facebook only then?
Yeah, Facebook. Got Instagram.
So let me teach you about serendipity after this and the benefits of sowing your seeds through non-walled gardens. No, I won't turn this into a lecture. I couldn't help but notice the fridge and boxes and filled with beer, which very sensibly is being is waiting for lunchtime to arrive. So did you curate the beer for the Monkey Gras?
Yes, I did. So we spent about 10 days getting in touch with all the breweries. Basically, we've focused it mainly around London, although we've also got a few things from Thornbridge, which is up in Derbyshire. So we've got a sour from them. We've got a collaboration with Thornbridge and Brooklyn Brewery, which is lovely. So if you get a chance to try that, I massively recommend it, called Serpent. So we've got basically a really wide selection. We're starting off, we're basically going to feed it in bit by bit. So we've got Gypsy Hill coming in, we've got Sam from Gypsy Hill coming in later. And then straight before lunch, and then at lunch we'll open the bar, and we've got three beers. And then we've got a session ale today, so we've got the Hepcat, and then we've got an American pale ale called the Wayfarer, and then we have a red ale called Beatnik.
So, in your opinion, having done a little bit of research about these beers, which one kind of really appealed to you because of its story?
Well, the Hepcat is excellent. I mean, I've been down to the brewery. It's like really nice. And you see these breweries popping up around London. And it is fascinating, the story, and them, particularly them helping each other out. I'm really interested in, I know the Colonel passed on their equipment to Partisan. And Gypsy Hill just in December have basically handed on their equipment to the newest brewery in London called Villages. We've got some of their stuff coming in tomorrow. And so that, for me, that's really fascinating about how they continue and they encourage other business that could be potential competition down the line. But it feels very much like there's a lot of camaraderie at this sort of new industry at the moment.
Any of these breweries on the Bermondsey Beer Mile?
No, so Gypsy Hill, based in southeast London, sort of just near Crystal Palace. Partisan are, the Colonel is, and Brew by Numbers are. And Brew by Numbers will be our session ale tomorrow on Friday.
Wow.
So those three all are in the Bermondsey Mile.
Fantastic. I've spent a little bit of time down there at the London Distillery.
Okay.
Fantastic fact that they, you know, one of the first distilleries to get a license to actually make whiskey in London for a long time. And they've got a lot of... What are you after?
I'm looking for someone to clean up the rubbish.
Okay, well, we will definitely get somebody on it immediately. Crazy time here. So, beer and conversation happening at lunchtime, but the conversation's already kicked off right now. Are you going to be able to cope with the chaos as everybody floods towards you looking for a beverage?
We're hopeful we'll be able to deal with it, yeah. And really looking forward to see how people enjoy it and see what they think. So do let me know.
Now, I'm going to ask you about another social network now.
Yeah.
Think carefully. Are you on Untappd?
No.
Oh my God, you're passionate about beer and you're not on Untappd.
No, I know.
Well, I might have just ruined your life, because it's quite, you know, the game mechanics behind it mean now that when I enter a bar, the first thing I look for is a beer I've never had. And I think it's a really good thing for breweries to be engaged with something that's networking globally with people really passionate about ale, about beer, about the craft. You'll never drink another Stella again.
Yeah, no, excellent. I mean, I didn't drink it in the first place, but I'm looking forward to never drinking one again as well. And I will take you up on that. I will get on it, because it does look great.
Lovely chatting to you. Enjoy.
Nice one. Cheers. See you at lunch.